Archer's Omnibus for the week 24 to 29 January 1999. Peter, who recorded it for me, had a faulty machine and suggests I save the file in mono.
Always be within the right-hand side of the car, and then, there it is, and then 3 minutes later it'd be out the left-hand side of the car, and it was always, you know, there'll always be like some great industrial zone standing between us and it.
Bill Bryson, my castaway at 11:15 this morning.
BBC Radio 4 is just after 10 o'clock, and time for the Archers.
Eddie. Alarm's gone off.
Oh.
Eddie.
Oh, what?
Time for you to get up. Eddie.
Oh, all right. Oh, let me heck have heart, Clary. It is Sunday.
Milking needs doing, Sunday or not.
Oh, blimey, it's freezing.
Yeah, well, I told you the heating would be on low in the mornings from now on. Save us some money. Now, come on, get up.
Oh, in a minute.
No, Eddie,
oh,
go on.
Clary. Oh, you're a sadist. What are you doing up at this hour, any road?
I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd use the time to fill in this stupid family credit form.
Are you getting on?
Can't make head nor tail of it, to be honest. It's daft. Do you think they try and make it easy for folks to fill in?
Oh, don't look at me. You know what I'm like with forms.
It says here, tell us about your main job. Now, that's the work I do for Pat, isn't it?
Clary, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm in trouble remembering my own name, let alone your main job.
Oh, Lord.
What?
There's this whole section here that Pat's supposed to fill in.
Pat?
To be completed by your employer. Mm. I meant to give it to her Friday.
Well, you can give it to her tomorrow, can't you?
No. If I leave it till then, I'll only forget again. Then we'll waste even more time before the blessed thing's been filled in and sent off.
What am I here today, then?
Eddie, I can't understand a word you're saying.
I said you could pop over there today.
Yeah, well, I haven't got much else on.
Right, there you are. That's sorted then.
Yeah.
Oh, no pants.
There's some in the pile of washing.
Oh, Clary, it's freezing in here.
It'd be warmer downstairs. I think I will go over to Pat's this afternoon. With a bit of luck, she'll be able to fill this form in while I wait.
So what time's your train?
3:30.
I expect Dad can be persuaded to give you a lift to the station.
He already has been.
Ah. Are you finished with that?
Sorry?
The mug. I'll stick it in here if you have.
Oh, yeah, sure. There you go.
Thanks. Right. Look, I'm sorry if it hasn't been the cheeriest of weekends.
Well, not your fault, is it?
Well, no, but
Tom's got to learn that he's a little bit old to sulk.
He's not sulking. He's just, well, he's put a lot into the sausages idea.
No one's saying it won't go ahead eventually, but when the time's right. Not as and when Tom Archer decides it'll be best for him.
Oh, don't be too hard on him, Helen.
I'm not. I'm just trying to do what's best for Bridge Farm.
Yes, I know you are. And you're right, of course. We do need to think about the branding before we start launching new products.
Oh, good. I'm glad you still agree with me about that.
Well, of course I do.
Because I've got something to show you.
What?
Well, there's this bloke I know.
Oh, yes.
Just a friend, Mother, just a friend. But a friend who happens to be a design student. Here, take a look.
Hang on. Are these suggestions for our new labels?
They're just sketches, obviously. Now, the real thing will be much more impressive. What do you think?
Oh. Yeah, very good.
Now, the one I really like is that one. Nice and simple, don't you think?
Yeah. Yes, I do. And not at all folksy.
Damn right.
And you got these done off your own bat? We only started talking about changing the labels last weekend.
Well, yeah, but it's something I've been thinking about for a while.
I see.
You don't need to sound so surprised. Well, just because I'm not here full-time like Thomas doesn't mean I don't think about this place.
Helen, I didn't mean to suggest
that. That's one of the reasons for me going to Reese's in the first place. So, when I leave, I can come back here and help to make this business really work.
Look, I am not surprised. I'm pleased as it happens. And I think these are wonderful.
Okay, good. Then perhaps we can think about moving on to the next stage.
Which is?
Getting some of these worked up a bit more. But Trevor will want paying to do that.
How much?
Don't know. I have to ask.
Okay. Well, why don't we show these to Dad and see what he thinks about it?
Sounds good to me.
If he thinks they're all right, then I think we should tell Trevor to go ahead.
Here, listen to this. Evangeline stood, knowing all around were transfixed by a well-endowed, voluptuous figure.
Yeah, I've read that bit.
And yet, she could sense there was a distraction. Little did she know that her rival in love, Fanny Golightly, had entered the ballroom just behind her. And like Evangeline, Fanny was also magnificently accomplished in the bosom department.
It's like that all the way through the book. They're all so well endowed, it's a wonder they don't fall over.
I just thought I... Oh, what's going on?
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, yeah, Susan. Your old man was just showing me the...
I can see what he was just showing you. Thanks very much, Eddie. Give it here. Mrs. Pardew has let me take this chap to Rome so I can proofread it. Not so she can have half the village laughing at
it. We were just having a bit of fun, love.
The bosom department.
Stop it, you two. It's all right for you. You don't have to sit there with a straight face while she comes up with the stuff.
I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
You reckon she's got her facts right? Oh, I didn't pay a lot of attention to history at school.
You didn't pay a lot of attention to anything at school, I reckon.
You'd think someone of Julia Pardew's background would have a proper education, wouldn't you? I mean, even I know they didn't wear deerstalkers in the 18th century. She's got Sir Jason wearing one all the way through. Except in the bedroom scene, of course. He always takes his deerstalker off for the bedroom scenes.
And there's plenty of them.
Graphic detail. Oh, I don't know. Bad enough that I have to go and sit with her in that great big house while we've hardly got room to swing a cat here. But I've got to listen to her ladyship making up the next thing to softborn.
I don't know. I can think of worse ways to make a living. Oh, just a joke, Susan. Speaking of making a living, I'd better go and eat some humble pie for Brian Aldridge.
Eddie's going to try and get some hedging work on the estate.
Didn't you turn him down once before?
Yeah, hence the humble pie. Need the cash, don't we?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, if you end up giving Tony and lifting the leaks, you'll make a few bob, won't you?
What's this?
Oh, that's what Eddie came to tell me, love. Tony's back's playing him up, apparently.
Oh, well, thanks for the tip-off, Eddie.
Ah, it's all right. Hey, you old, I better be off to home farm.
Yeah, you've been sitting here putting off the dreadful hour long enough, I reckon. Thanks for popping by, Eddie.
Yeah, no problem. See you soon, mate. Bye, Susan.
Bye, Eddie.
Might see you for a pint over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll give you a bell.
Right, see you.
Yeah, bye.
That was good of him. Thought he could have done with the work himself.
What, lifting leaks? And he's got that edge trimmer he can contract out. Not if he can possibly avoid it. It's a horrible job.
You're not thinking of turning it down, though?
Me? I ain't got the choice, have I? I'll nip up to Bridge Farm after I've seen to the pigs.
Well, you make sure you do. If we're just about to lose one of my regular incomes, we need to get in as much money as we can.
You're not still worried about the new doctor coming, are you?
Well, he may be bringing in his own staff if he takes the place.
And he may not. Won't know till he visits on Tuesday, will you?
How do, Mr. Aldridge?
Hello, Eddie.
I called at the house, but Mrs. Aldridge said you was over this way looking at the wheat.
Yeah, and I've got rather a lot to get through.
Oh, it's okay, I won't keep you.
So what can I do for you?
Well, the reason I came over was... the thing is...
Yeah?
I was... just wondering if there was any more contract work going on your edges, like.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a turn up for the books, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Eddie, but it was you who turned down the hedging work. It wasn't worth your while, you said.
Yeah, well, circumstances have changed, didn't they?
Obviously.
So, what about it, then?
Oh, all right, Eddie. There is some more trimming to be done, as it happens.
Oh, great, Mr. Aldridge. You won't regret it, honest, you won't.
I'm sure I won't. Cheaper the price.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that.
There's nothing to discuss on that score, Eddie.
We're only talking about 15 quid an hour. I'm a skilled craftsman. Get the best job possible from me.
And you get a fair whack from me. You're not getting 15 quid an hour, is that clear?
Oh, I I suppose it'll have to be, won't it?
Good. Well, that's settled then. Can you start tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yeah, I reckon I can. No chance of a bonus of finishing early, is there?
No.
Ah, well, you can't blame a guy for trying, can you?
Oh, I think we got it right this time.
Oh, I think so. I mean, that should indicate that you're not normally the breadwinner and that Eddie is.
Yeah.
I've always hated this sort of form. It's all a bit personal for my liking.
How Susan could have thought this was pretty straightforward, I don't know.
Right, that's me ready.
Oh, Dad's just getting the car.
Right. Oh, I'd better not forget these. Trevor wants them back. Did you show them to Clary?
Yes, I did.
What did you think, Clary?
I don't know, love. Yeah, they're all right, I suppose, but labels are labelled to me.
Oh, I see.
Don't, I mean, don't get me wrong, no, they're very nice and
but
all right.
You'll be pleased to know Dad's impressed with them.
Really?
Yep. We'd like you to get your friend to do some fuller designs.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Mum.
Oh, there's Dad now. Oh, well, safe journey. Ring me when you get there.
Right, you are. Oh, and make sure Tom doesn't go any further with the sausages. Tell him we have to do this properly.
I'll see to Tommy, don't you worry. Go on, you'll miss your plane.
Bye. Bye, Clary.
Bye-bye, Helen. Oh, they grow up so fast.
You ain't kidding.
Want a cup of coffee, Clary?
Yes, please, Pat. Because you know it's coming up to our William 16.
Good grief, is it really?
Yeah. You know what he wants for his present this year? A shotgun.
Oh, isn't he a bit young?
He's a bit young and not responsible enough by half, in my opinion. But who's been spending that much time helping George Barford? Reckons he wants to be a keeper.
Ah, that's why he needs a shotgun. Tools of the trade.
Exactly. But the thought of our William let loose with a gun of his own, well, no, thank you very much.
Can I come in?
Hello, Neil. Of course you can.
Hi, Clary.
Hello, Neil.
What can we do for you?
I heard Tony was looking for a hand with the leaks.
He is. You up for it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, he's just taking Helen to the station. He shouldn't be too long.
Oh, yeah, I saw him drive off.
Oh, why don't you sit down? I was just making some coffee.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
When he gets back, you can work out your hours with him.
Right. It was Eddie that told me about the work, Clary. He was over at our place.
Oh, yeah? He was supposed to be going up on farm.
Oh, I think he was on his way there after he left us.
Oh, good thing, too. We need that contract work. A shotgun for William's birthday. Right now, we'd be lucky if we could afford a pop gun.
Oh, come on, you stupid thing!
Eddie!
Hi, Ruth.
You're stuck.
Oh, something must have happened to the hydraulic pump.
So what are you going to do?
Drain it down, I suppose. Oh, listen, Ruth, you couldn't give us a lift home, could you? I'll get Dad to come back and give me a hand.
Of course I could. Jump in.
Oh, char, Ruth, you are a lifesaver. This is all I need right now, I can tell you. Ain't got time to be mucking about. Hello. Been shopping, have we?
Thought I'd get it done in my lunch break. Only bit of time I have spare.
Yeah, and we're slumming it, I see.
Sorry?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. But ain't those carriers from the El Cheapo discount place near the roundabout?
Yes, or?
Well, never thought I'd see you archers using that place. Bit low for the likes of you, isn't it?
Eddie Grundy, you're a snob, you know that.
Yeah, pretty much. It's on account of me lofty position in life. So we're cutting back, are we?
Trying to, on the food bill anyway. Although in the end, it didn't seem any less than going to the normal place.
Yeah, I know the feeling. What you gain on the swings, you lose on the roundabouts.
I did fill the car up as well, mind.
Yeah, I've had you a good 30 quid.
Yeah, but it'll last. It does a good few miles to the Gannanders, this thing. Anyway, what do you think's wrong with your trimmer?
Oh, bloody fine, though. Reckon I'll have to strip it in completely once it's free. That's me out of the job for the rest of the day at least. Typical.
Let's hope it won't be for any longer than that.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Afternoon, Susan.
Oh, afternoon, Mr. Barford.
Yeah, it's a lovely day.
Certainly seems like it. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just popped in for a loaf of bread, there we are. So I can do myself a sandwich for lunch.
That's 90, please.
Oh.
Are you busy at the moment?
No, not for much longer, though. There. 90p exactly.
Thanks. I suppose it's easing off now we've come to the end of the season.
Well, it's not just that, Susan. I've got the keeper's shoot tomorrow, and then it looks as if I'll be able to retire at last.
Oh? Mr. Woolley found a new keeper, then?
Well, so it seems. He had a phone call the other day from this golfing friend of his. Turns out he knows of a keeper up north who's suddenly come available.
Oh, anyone you know?
Name of Carl Swift, apparently. It's a bit off my turf, to be honest, so I don't know him personally. He comes very highly recommended, though.
Great. And he's going to take over from you, is he?
Well, he's coming over to be interviewed by Mr. Woolley on Thursday, so all being well. I mean, as long as he doesn't turn out to be Lord Lucan or anything. Yeah, I reckon he is.
Ah, you'll be able to put your feet up at last.
Ah, once I've given him a chance to settle in, I reckon I will. Hey, you know, Chris is really looking forward to us spending more time together. But I don't think there'll be much time for putting me feet up. She's got lots of things planned, you know. And, of course, she doesn't have to worry too much about the stables, not with Shula being a partner. Anyway, I'd better... Oh, hang on, though. I know what I want to ask you. When's the new GP going to take over?
Oh, there's someone coming to view the practice tomorrow, as it happens.
You don't sound too keen.
Just a bit nervous about it, that's all. I mean, if this bloke doesn't take the practice, then the future's uncertain. And if he does...
The future's still uncertain because you don't know whether he's going to keep you on.
Something like that.
Oh, I'm sure it'll work out for the best.
Neil tells me I shouldn't worry so much.
Well, I know what you mean. When it comes to your job, it's hard not to.
Afternoon.
Oh, afternoon, Clary.
Hi, Clary.
Anyway, I'd better be going. I presume I'll be seeing young William up at the pens tonight, as usual, Clary.
Oh, I think so. He's got ever so keen these last few weeks.
So I noticed. Not that I'm complaining.
I mean, he was keen before, but now keeping's a bit of an obsession with him.
Is it right that he wants a shotgun for his 16th?
So he says.
Well, that's a decision I'm glad I can leave with you, Clary.
Oh,
bye-bye
thanks.
For now, ladies.
Bye.
Sam, you're going to let him have one then?
What? Oh, well, not if I have anything to do with it. Eddie's all for it, mind, which, I have to say, does not help William's case one bit, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think you're being very responsible.
Thanks. Anyway, I actually come in here because I wondered if you'd just take a quick look at this for me. It's my family credit form. Just wanted to make sure it filled in right before I sent it off.
Oh, yeah, OK.
Oh, dear Susan. I've been having so much trouble with it. I don't know how you found it straightforward. When you did it for your mum.
I'm always having to do things like that for her. Oh, Clary, there's a whole two pages you've missed out here. In the self-employed section.
No, you're kidding. Show me where.
All this stuff about income and expenses, see?
Oh, I don't believe it. I seem to have spent the best part of my life filling out this blessed form. I really do.
I'd offer to give you a hand, but it means sorting out Eddie and Joe's accounts for the last 6 months.
What?
Down to you, I'm afraid.
But that means searching through Joe's filing cabinet.
Filing cabinet? Well, that's organised of him.
He calls it his filing cabinet. It's oblong green and he got it when he bought his last pair of shoes.
Oh, it's a shoebox full of receipts, is it?
Yeah. Oh, Susan, this is going to take me ages.
Ruth! Ruth!
What?
Can I have a word, please?
What, now?
Yes, now. Switch off, will you?
Hang on. What is it?
I want to talk about this shopping bill.
Oh, for goodness sake, I thought it was something serious.
Well, 80 quid is serious in my book. I just found these receipts. We're supposed to be saving money.
Yeah, I had gathered that.
I thought you were going to the cheap place to cut down on the shopping bill.
I did buy petrol as well, you know.
Well, that's all well and good, Ruth, but I mean, come on, look at this. Crispy pancakes, frozen pizza, ready-made pies, pre-cooked...
Sorry to interrupt, but is there a point to me here in this list? Because I was there when I bought it, and it wasn't that interesting then.
Look, all I'm saying is we could save a heck of a lot on our food bill if we did a bit of home cooking occasionally.
What's this wee business?
Well, I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying, David Archer. And if I wasn't too busy scraping the yard, I'd tell you right now where to stick those receipts.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, hi, George.
Afternoon,
George. Is this a domestic dispute, or can anyone join in?
Here. You take a look at these, George.
Hey,
No. Let's have someone neutral look at them. Look.
Well, it's obvious you never do the shopping, David.
Hey?
This is the price of things these days.
Thank you, George.
Well, don't get me wrong, I'm not taking sides.
And anyway, as I keep saying, David, I did fill up the car as well.
Ah, now, there's an idea.
What?
Well, if you two are serious about saving money, you could do worse than think about getting rid of one of your cars, couldn't you?
Yeah, funnily enough, Phil suggested that not so long ago.
Great minds think alike, then. All right, speaking of Phil, is he around?
Oh, I think he's in the office at the moment.
Right, then, I'll pop in and see him. I just wanted a quick word. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, George.
Got a point, though, hasn't he?
Sorry?
We could get rid of one of the cars.
I suppose.
Well?
Well, what?
What do you think?
All right, which one did you have in mind?
I'd have thought it was obvious. Mine's miles more economical than that off-road thing of yours.
Yeah, but... Well, my car's... Well, it's a cool car, isn't it?
And my car's got more boot room for when we go on holiday.
Yes, it has, but... Well, my car... It's cool, isn't it?
And mine does more to the gallop.
No. You keep misunderstanding me, Ruth. Commit this to memory. My car is cool.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hello, love.
Eddie, what's going on?
Trying to repair this blooming hydraulic pump. That's what's going on.
What are you doing in the kitchen? It's the same every time. What's wrong with one of the barns?
The rest of the pump is in one of the barns. Just brought this bit in because I need to be near the phone.
Well, that's just maybe, Eddie.
Oh, please don't go on at me, love. It's been a very long day. You know what I mean?
Why? What happened?
What? Apart from the pump breaking down over at Home Farm and the several hours it took to get it drained down and back here and the fact that this part of it's knackered and the supplier doesn't know if he's got another one in stock, nothing. It's been terrific.
There ain't no need to be sarcastic, Eddie. It ain't been no carnival for me, neither.
Boy, what have you been up to?
Oh, trying to finish off these blessed family credit forms. Only turns out we missed a whole section on income and expenses.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to get together the farm accounts for the last 6 months.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
So am I. Oh, never mind. Look, do you want a cuppa?
Please, love.
So that's why you got me by the phone, eh? Waiting for the supplier to ring.
That's about the size of it. Oh, honestly. I thought doing that edge work was going to be a breeze.
We don't want to lose that money, Eddie.
Oh, tell me about it. Lady Day will be here before we know it. The rent's due.
Yeah, well, talking of money...
Do we ever talk about anything else these days?
There is something else we have to discuss. William's birthday present.
That's... Oh, I don't know what you're making such a fuss for. I had a shotgun at his age.
Yeah, well, I ain't talking about that. Whether he should or shouldn't have one is by the by, innit? We can't afford to get him one. Plain and simple. Not now, anyway.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right. He's going to be very disappointing, though.
Well, we'll just have to get him somewhere else, won't we?
Yeah, but what?
Well, oh, it's open. Hi. Hello, Susan.
All right.
What can we do for you? Do you want a cup of tea? Don't mind Eddie's mess.
Oh, no, thanks, Carrie. I just thought I'd drop off these for you. They're William's. Emma found them by the school bus stop.
Are these his school books?
Looks like it.
Just typical of William's attitude to school lately. Can't think where he gets it from, can you, Eddie?
Oh, half flaming hole. Oh, excuse me, ladies. That one's for me.
Mm. Are you all right?
Oh, he'll survive. Thanks for the books. Are you sure you won't stay?
Oh, no, thanks, Clary. I'm just on my way over to Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah, has that come along?
All right. A bit too, you know, for my liking.
Yeah, Eddie was telling me. But, I mean, what's the story like? Can Mrs. Parger just spin a good yarn, is what he's saying?
Oh, not really. I mean, it's a fairly basic story. You know, boy meets girl, boy rips bodice off girl, boy finds another bodice. If you ask me, it's a bit dull. They're all too busy doing you-know-what for anything else to happen.
It's all right for some, eh?
Oh, Carrie.
Well.
Oh, that is flaming terrific. That is just all I flipping well need.
Oh, dear.
Don't tell me. They've got a problem getting the part for the edge trimmer.
Yeah, they've got a problem, all right. It's going to take at least a week, the guy says.
Why?
Don't ask me. Probably got to come from Australia or somewhere.
Weren't you supposed to be doing Brian Aldridge's edges this week?
Yes, I was. And I was relying on the money for this year's rent check.
Eddie, what are we going to do?
Well, we'll have to find a way of making some cash. And quick.
That's it, son. You play there. Well, Daddy does the bottling up. Good boy.
Right, I'm just off.
Oh, have a good day.
Sid, you're not going to be like this when I get back, are you? It's likely to be a long day for me.
It's not exactly going to be a bed of roses for me, either.
No, it is only for one day. There really isn't any need to pout.
I do not pout.
Well, sulk then.
No, can you blame me, Cathy? I mean, I thought you was giving this supply teaching nonsense the big E.
I never gave it the big E. They didn't have any work for me.
Until today.
When they rang yesterday, it was obvious they were desperate.
Well, you still could have said no.
I don't want to burn my bridges. If we ever go through another lean period, we may need the cash.
Yeah, it's just not very convenient at all.
I don't know what you're complaining about. I've made sure the restaurant's covered.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Oh, no, and I know what is. You're just teed off because this interrupts your new religion.
Pardon?
This blasted fitness regime of yours.
Rubbish.
It's true. One morning, I need you to look after Jamie and bingo, your bottom lip puts on weight.
Yeah, well, it's important to keep it regular.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to have set you back a day. I'll try not to do it again. Mm. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Oh, give Mummy a kiss, darling. Mm. That's a good boy. I'll be back this afternoon. Bye now.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Ah, I don't know. Left in the lurch again, eh, Jamie? And just when we've bought her the best birthday present ever, eh? Oh, there's somebody at the door now, Jamie. Come in. Yes, now, it's okay, son. You just stay there, that's it. Yeah, all right, all right. Eddie.
Oh, give a sign with this, would you, Sid?
Huh?
Parcel postman just dropped it off for you.
Oh, all right. Okay, I've got it. Come on, this way.
He said he had a package for you. Yeah. I thought I'd do him a favour and take it in. Didn't know it was this, then, were you?
On the table here.
He opened the back of his van and dragged it out. Oh, cheek.
Yeah, hey, listen, Eddie, you must have just passed Kathy as you came in. She didn't see this, did she?
Don't think so. So, what's all the mystery then?
Aha, that's for me to know.
Hey, I did just lug it in for you.
No, sorry, me lips are sealed.
And here's me, come to do you a favour.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Sid, I am in the position to offer you a once-in-a-lifetime, never-to-be-missed opportunity.
Get on with it, Eddie.
Manure.
Same to you, in love them.
Oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Listen, this is Grange Farm well-rotted cow manure, and it's going for the rock-bottom price of 25 quid a load.
Tough. Don't want any.
Oh, come on, mate. Bring your roses up lovely, this will.
Look, I've got all the fertiliser I need, thanks, Eddie, so I'm sorry, but... No, now, come on, give us an hand to get this upstairs.
Hey?
Well, I'm not going to leave it in the barn, am I?
Yeah, well, to use your own word, tough. You ain't buying, you shift it yourself. See ya.
Davy, you've already admitted I'm right.
I have not.
You said it made sense.
Yeah, I know, but...
So?
Look, I'm just saying that if we're going to get rid of one of the cars, we may as well keep the nicest one.
Even if it's the most expensive to run?
Well, we still have saved a fair bit by getting rid of...
Of my car as opposed to yours. David, you're not being practical.
I am. Not only does my car happen to be the nicest, but... Being an off-roader is useful for having on the farm.
There's a Land Rover for using on the farm.
Yeah, but officially that's Dad's anyway.
Look, you know this is nonsense, don't you? You're coming with all sorts of excuses because you know we've got to get rid of one car and the obvious choice is yours.
Well, it's not fair. Last year we got rid of my big tractor. This year we want to get rid of my big car. Do you want our kids to grow up with a father who hasn't got any toys of his own?
As long as he doesn't keep making false economies, it'd suit me fine. Now, are you going to get on with loading up the silage or not?
False economist. You're a fine one to talk.
What do you mean?
Who came home yesterday having brought a whole load of pre-cooked food?
I've told you, David, I am not Jill. I can't clean the house, bring up children and do a seven-course meal into the bargain, as well as work.
Look, I'm not talking about seven-course meals. I'm talking about a bit of home cooking to save some money. It's not difficult.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh, come on, Ruth. Anyone can knock up a shepherd's pie or something.
All right. You do it.
What?
You knock up the shepherd's pie. For tea. Tonight.
All right, I will.
Good. In the meantime, get in that tractor and let's get the silage loaded, okay?
Yeah, of course. Anyway, I still haven't given up on the car, you know.
Neither have I. Don't you worry.
Yes, I understand why you're annoyed. Sure, I do understand that, but yes. Well, if you could just let me... No, there will be a lot of scaffolding around the hall, which is why...
No, no.
Yes, but the garden's a lovely place for photographs. Well, look, why don't you and your fiancé have a think? No, honestly, the inside of the house is fine. Oh, of course, we'll consider a discount. How about you two talk it over and then come back to us, OK? Yes, I understand that. No, it's no problem, really. Pleasure. Bye.
Blimey, someone's giving you a hard time.
Morning, Eddie. How did you get in, if you don't mind me asking?
Charming. Mrs. Pugsley said it was okay for me to come through, actually.
Well, what can I do for you? I've got stacks of work to do, and as you can see, I'm on my own.
Yeah, I was going to say. Where's Nigel and the mad woman from the attic?
Eddie, do you mind not being rude about my mother-in-law?
Leave it to you, shall I?
Eddie.
I mean joking, darling. Honest. Besides, I should be more respectful. You never know. That novel of hers, a passion's plaything, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might end up getting published, and then I really would look stupid.
Not half as stupid as the publishers.
No. And a bit at Susan's house, as it happens. Very racy. So, where is her ladyship, any road?
Nigel's taken her to see some friends for the day, which would normally leave me free to get on with some work if you weren't standing there distracting me. Can you please tell me what it is you want?
Oh, yeah, all right, all right. I am here to offer you a once-in-a-lifetime, never-to-be-forgotten, never-to-be-repeated...
What are you selling, Eddie?
Fertiliser.
Oh.
Or manure, to be more precise. We've had a load of the stuff rotting near one of the field edges since the summer.
How lovely.
And now, things being what they are, it's on the market for not 35, not 30, but 25 a load. What do you say?
I'd say it's got nothing to do with me.
What are you talking about? Didn't I just hear you tell some punter the gardens were a great place for photographs? Well, they ain't gonna be if you don't put some proper manure down for the flowers and that.
Yes, I know, Eddie, but I don't deal with that side of things. It's very much Titcomb's department.
Oh, I know that. But I thought I'd try the organ grinder first, that's all. Go to the top.
Well, maybe you'd be better off talking to the monkey. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have work to be getting on with. Hello, Lower Loxley. Could you hold on for a second, please?
Do you know where he is? Titcomb, I mean.
In the grounds somewhere, I'd imagine.
Can't you be a bit more pacific, only...
Eddie!
All right, all right. Bloke tries to make an honest few quid. What does he get? A run ring.
Hello, sorry to keep you waiting. Oh, hi. Thanks for returning my call. It's to do with the wedding you've booked for the 20th. No, no, everything's fine. It's just that we wanted to warn you we'll be having some renovation work done on the roof.
Come on. Get in, you stupid thing. There we go. No. Oh. Damn it.
Sid?
Oh, hello, love.
What's going on?
No, nothing. I was just putting something away and knocked some clothes down, that's all.
Oh, so I see.
Hey, have you had a good day?
Oh, exhausting. How is Jamie?
Oh, as good as gold. He's playing in the sitting room.
I'll go and see him in a minute. Honestly, Sid, those kids today. If Jamie ever... Hang on, what's that?
What?
You know very well what. There's a large box in the bottom of your wardrobe.
Oh, is there?
I thought I saw Eddie struggling with a box this morning as I was pulling out. What's going on? Is it my birthday present?
Well, it might be, but you'll have to wait and see, won't you?
No, I suppose so.
Actually, love, talking of Eddie, I was thinking of buying some muck off him.
Hmm?
You know, for the garden when the spring comes in.
Well, how much is it?
Well, it's only 25 quid a load.
Only? Come on, Sid, normally you'd avoid buying anything off Eddie like the plague.
Yeah, look, Clary was telling me last night that they've lost a load of contracting money that I thought they was going to get. Mm-hmm. The rent's due soon, and Eddie and Joe have been trying like crazy to find a way to get the extra cash together.
So they've come up with farm fresh manure? And you want to buy some?
Yeah, well, it's not exactly charity, is it? I mean, we would be paying for something we'd actually use.
Sid. You're a big softie, you know that.
Oh, yeah, well, just don't go telling anyone. Anyway... I suppose I'd better get ready to open up.
I'll manage that. You can go for a quick run if you want.
Oh, yeah, thanks, I will. Yeah, mind you, I did get quite a bit of exercise lugging that box up.
What?
Nothing.
Look, are you sure it's all right for me to gate crash?
Yeah, of course it is. There's plenty. What time's your art class? Wouldn't want to make you late.
Oh, it's not until 7:30, so there's loads of time.
All right. Mum tells me you're already getting into this art thing.
Yes, I am, as it happens. You know we're having another sale, don't you?
Yep, I think it's been mentioned. Right. Excuse me, coming through. Come on, kids.
Do you want a hand?
No, I can manage.
Only me.
No, I.
How's my very own Gary Rhodes doing?
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Ruth. I'd be your dinner guest this evening.
So I see.
You're just in time, love. Can you go and hurry the kids along?
Oh, right.
Take a seat wherever, Elizabeth.
Thanks. Anyway, I reckon we'll be holding a few more art sales. They're one function we can have without having to compensate people for the scaffolding.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, I don't know, Elizabeth. I put the effort into getting a hot home-cooked meal for everybody, and where are they? Well, that's what I want to know.
Here we are.
Oh, great.
Daddy just blessed me, and it was on purpose, and I'm very wet.
Are you, darling? How awful. Come on, sit down, you two.
Let's get your bib on, Joshy.
Right, tuck in, everyone.
I thought we were having peach.
Ah, no, your daddy's made the shepherd's pie all by himself. Isn't that clever?
A miracle, more like.
Boy, watch it. And count your blessings. This is just the beginning, you know. From now on, home-cooked food is the future.
Not if it tastes like this, it isn't.
Well, what's wrong with it? Oh, I see. It is a bit bland, isn't it? What have I done wrong?
David, without wishing to be rude, it does rather taste like just mince and mash.
Mince and mash. What else are you supposed to put in it?
Onions, salt, seasoning.
Onions?
Yeah, you know, round brownish vegetable, bit like a daffodil bulb.
Oh.
David.
Well, look, it was shop-bought mince. I thought that everything was already chopped up in it.
Daddy.
Yeah, of course you did.
Daddy, can I have some tomato sauce, please?
Yeah, of course you can, love. Anyone else want some?
Mm, please.
Me too.
Yes, I had a feeling you were going to say that.
You all right, Mrs. A? Mrs. A?
I beg your pardon?
I was just asking if you were all right.
Yes. Yes, I think so.
You've been very quiet the whole journey.
Have I? Oh, I'm sorry, Hayley. I don't mean to be unsociable.
No need to apologise.
Oh, but there is. Very kind of you to drive me here. The least I can do is make a little conversation.
Well, I was just worried he might be, you know, brooding.
Brooding? Oh, you mean about Portia? No, no, don't worry. I mean, obviously I miss Portia dreadfully, but, you know, life goes on.
Oh, well, that's the spirit.
I do hope this is all going to turn out all right.
It's only an optician's appointment, Mrs. A. You'll be fine.
Yes, but supposing the optician tells me something dreadful.
Like what exactly?
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. What?
Well, it isn't like me, Hayley, I know, but...
Oh, come on, you know you can tell me.
All right. I'm a little scared the optician is going to tell me that... Well, that I'm going blind.
Blind?
I keep telling myself that I'm over-dramatising things, but I can't help worrying that these eye problems I've been having are the beginning of a very slippery slope.
Look, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Why not wait and see what the optician says?
I'm afraid I'm not built like that, Hayley. I have to make contingency plans, so I keep trying to think it through. How would I deal, say, with walking the dogs?
I should think you could put them on a lead and let them do the walking, couldn't you? You just have to follow.
What about cleaning the house? Had to get someone to help, surely. Place is big and empty enough as it is. Well, perhaps if someone were living in the flat, I don't know. There seem to be so many things to consider.
If you were going blind, which you're not...
You don't know that, Hayley.
But neither do you. Goodness me, no wonder you kept putting this appointment off.
No, I really wanted to go. It's just that there were always other things to be taken into consideration.
Oh, I know, of course. Look, I know this is very worrying for you, and obviously I'm not an expert, but it seems to me that the most likely thing is that you need new glasses or something.
Oh, I do hope so, Hayley. I really do.
Well, you just hold on to that thought.
Is it all right?
Eh? Oh, the car. Don't you worry. The car won't break down here. Not when we're in Borchester with easy access to about 100 mechanics. No. This thing will conk out when I'm driving home to Brum late at night in the middle of nowhere.
So, I told him if that was his attitude, he may as well go and get on with his pigs. I'll manage on my own. I know Tommy's browned off with us, Pat, but he doesn't have to behave like that. He's been stomping about the place since the weekend.
I do wish you wouldn't row with him.
Oh, I didn't row with him. He rowed with me.
Oh, I'm beginning to wish Helen had never had the idea about the branding.
Oh, come on. You can't blame Helen for coming up with a good idea.
I can't blame Tommy for being cross either.
You'll get over it.
Yes, I know. I could do without the hassle, that's all. Guess we'll just have to tread carefully round him until he does.
Well, believe me, I was trying to. But you know what he's like. I just wish he wouldn't take things quite so personally.
Anyone about?
Yes, in here.
Morning, dear.
Ah, morning. I thought we were supposed to be meeting up at the leak field.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate. I needed to change the rubbers on the milking machine. Got held up. Won't be a second.
Mm-hmm.
How are you getting on with the leaks, Neil?
Oh, okay, I suppose. I don't turn my nose up at any work these days.
Oh, by the way, how did Susan get on yesterday? Didn't the new GP pay his first visit?
Well, they don't know he'll be the new GP for sure. Seems quite likely, though.
And it is a he, then?
Yeah. Nice bloke, apparently. Susan said he made a point of talking to all the staff at the surgery.
Oh? She managed to find out anything about him?
Well, not really. If he does take the place, he'll be coming from a practice in London, I think.
There now, shall I pour?
No, do let me. I'm treating you, remember?
Right, you are.
We've got good cause to celebrate, don't you think?
I reckon we have.
Never let it be said that when Marjorie Antrus feels the need for tea and cake, she holds back.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't hear it from me. Cheers.
Cheers. Honestly, I can't tell you how relieved I am.
Get away. Really?
Yes, I thought it might show.
It's like I picked up a different person this morning.
When the optician told me, it looked as if I had cataracts. Oh, it was such a relief. I know it's serious, but she assured me my eyesight will be completely restored.
It's amazing what they can do.
And much as I'd rather not have to have an operation, at least it's a fairly routine one.
So what happens now?
Well, the optician has to write to my GP and then I have to be referred to a consultant.
So how long will it actually be before you have the operation?
Well, the optician said it may, and I stress the word may, take up to 40 weeks.
What?
Now, Amy.
But that's nearly a year. What will happen to your eyesight in that time?
Well, it will deteriorate further, I'm afraid. But at least we know what's happening. And I'm told that once you've had the operation, the difference in the way you see things is indescribable. Now, listen, Hayley. Once we finish up here, would you prefer to go straight back or do you need to do some shopping?
Well, actually, I'd prefer it if we got back to Ambridge. I promise to look in on Tommy and the pigs.
Oh, yes. I've been meaning to ask you. How are your plans for a sausage empire going?
Looking like they're going to collapse at the moment, to be honest. That's what I want to talk to Tommy about.
Oh, blimey, Neil, you look frozen.
Oh, I'll warm up in a minute. You know what lifting leaks is like.
Yeah, rather you than me, mate. That's all I can say.
Case of needs must.
Yeah, I reckon it is. How long are you going to be doing it, then?
Oh, as long as Tony will have me, I suppose. I know he'll be lifting this week and next week. And with his back being dodgy, he needs someone to do the physical work while he's on the tractor.
Oh, lucky old you.
I'll live.
Yeah, sure you will, old son. But don't tell me you wouldn't rather be doing something else.
Nothing else going at the moment, Mike. Unless you know something I don't, of course.
Well, as it happens, there might be something coming in the next week or so.
Yeah?
See, a couple of my customers on the milk round have asked if I might be able to get hold of some logs, you know, for their wood burners.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the bloke who normally supplies them has been charging over the odds. Mm. Now, I reckon that... Hang on, shtum. I'll tell you later.
Right, here we are then, lads. 3 pints of shite.
Oh, cheers, Tony.
You're a gent, sir.
It's good to get out of the cold, eh, Neil?
I'll say.
Yeah, actually, yeah, look, could you excuse us for a second?
Oh, yeah, right. See you in a minute.
Yeah, I won't be long.
Cheers, then.
Right, cheers.
So, listen, what's with your Tommy at the moment, eh? He was in a seriously bad mood when I saw him at the pigs this morning.
It's all to do with him wanting to start producing these sausages. We've told him to wait until we've sorted out the new labels.
Oh, well, I can understand why he's annoyed then. There's good money to be had in organic sausages. I thought it was a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I know he's not behaving like this just because he can't get his own way. Surely you can see that it makes sense to get the labelling right first.
I reckon. I mean, when I was at Borchester Mills, I used to have a bit to do with the marketing blokes. They'd swear by the right logo on a product.
I mean, if you're selling something good and it has the right packaging, people will assume your other stuff is good as well.
That's what I used to find when I was out on the road, I'll admit that.
Seems like a long time ago now, though. Yeah,
it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Would you go back to it?
Hmm?
I mean, especially after a morning like this morning, splashing about in my leek field. If someone came and offered you your old job, you reckon you'd take it?
No. Don't get me wrong, Tony. Lifting leaks ain't exactly fun, but it beats selling any day of the week.
Pat?
Oh, hello, Hayley. I didn't know you were here.
I've just been to see Tommy over at the pigs.
Have you now?
He's not very happy.
No. No, I know he isn't.
Look, is there any chance I could have a quick word?
Well, I was just about to make a delivery.
It won't take a minute, honestly.
All right. Fire away.
Well, it's more sort of a proposal, really.
Look, if it's about the sausages...
Please, just hear me out. Tommy ran it by you himself, only he's worried you hacked off at him for being in such a mood lately.
Oh, of course I'm not. I understand why he's angry.
I don't know if you do, Pat. Tommy feels really let down. I mean, well, we both do, if I'm honest. More to the point, Tommy feels like Helen's getting preferential treatment.
Oh, I see.
I mean, you have to look at it from his point of view. He put in the graft, he made the venture work. And now, just as we're about to expand, Helen walks in and one of her ideas puts the kibosh on the whole thing.
Oh... That's not strictly true, is it? And it's not a case of preferential treatment for anyone.
It's how Tommy feels.
Right. So, what's the proposal?
Well, it's a sort of last-ditch attempt at letting us have a go at this. Because the market testing last week was so successful, we'd like to make up a £50 batch of sausages to see if we can sell for real.
Go on.
Basically, it'd be like a pilot project. Hopefully, we'll be able to show you how these things really shift. Then you can let us know whether we should wait or not go ahead at all.
Hayley, it's not as if we don't have faith in your product.
That's not how Tommy sees it. He thinks Helen's convinced you otherwise, and that's why you're so hesitant. It's why we've come up with this.
Look, I think Tommy ought to...
Please, Pat. At least talk to Tony about it, for Tommy's sake.
All right. I'll talk to Tony. But Tommy has to understand, the decision we make will be a business decision. I really am trying to be fair. Can you make that clear to Tommy? Because if I say it, he won't take it in.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. Oh, thank you, Pat.
Oh, and make sure he knows that whatever the decision is this time, it's final. Okay.
So you want to bring a party of school children up here? When?
Friday week, if that's possible.
Oh, let me see if I can understand the way Debbie does this.
Where is she, anyway?
She's in the Lammy Shed at the moment.
Oh, hasn't that started to tail off by now?
Well, there's always a few late ones to keep her busy. Ah, now, is this it? Ah, yeah, it says the 31st.
Ah, that'll be the one. Week beginning the 31st.
Well, unless it's week ending the 31st, in which case I could end up booking you in a week earlier, if I'm careful.
Brian, forgive me, but you don't seem your usual organised self this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a bit distracted, that's all. It's the last shoot of the season today.
Well, that's not such a big deal, surely?
Well, normally, no. No, normally it's just a few friends. Unfortunately, this time we've also got Matt Crawford coming along.
Who?
Well, he's one of my partners in Borchester Land.
Oh, I see. So it's best behaviour time.
Oh, something like that. Oh, talking of shoots, George has finished now, hasn't he? For this season, anyway.
Oh, not just for this season, Brian. He's just on the point of retiring.
Of course. Because didn't I hear Jack was supposed to be seeing his replacement today?
Yes, that's right. Carl Swift, he's called. George is looking forward to meeting him.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Debbie. Oh,
Mum said you were here, Auntie Chris. I thought I'd better come in before Dad wreaks havoc with my booking system.
Well, I like that. Look, I found the right week.
Yeah, right week, wrong month. Unless you wanted to book for October, Auntie Chris.
No, February, if at all possible.
What is it, a school party?
Please, Friday week.
Right.
Everything in the lambing shed must be going awfully well for you to come in here and make me feel small.
Yeah, it's all right. William's in there.
William Grundy? Shouldn't he be in school?
He's got a study day, apparently. Right, there we are, Auntie Chris. All done and dusted.
All right, then.
I'll be off. Bye, you two. Bye.
Bye, Christine.
Yeah, I suppose I'd better get on as well.
Yeah, me too. The gun should start arriving in a minute.
Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you, Matt Crawford's already here. His car was pulling up as I came over.
Oh, yippee.
Well, come on, it's the last shoot of the season, it won't be that bad.
Yeah, he'll still be looking to find fault. Are we going to see anything of you today?
Me? Well, I thought I'd put in an appearance at lunchtime. Mum's excelled herself with the food as usual.
Great. Of course, now that lambing's nearly over, you might be able to start having a proper social life again.
Oh, I got out last night. Admittedly, only to the cat and fiddle. And then I was buttonholed by Tommy for the whole evening.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he was moaning about Pat and Tony.
Was he now? Well, I have to say, I think Pat and Tony are being a bit blinkered as far as Tommy's concerned.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's this boy. He's being really enterprising. They're overruling him. I mean, can you imagine it?
I'll see you later, Dad.
What? What?
Bye. Hope to see you again soon. Well, George, you fancy some lunch? My treat.
Oh, sounds fine, Mr. Woolley, thanks.
Right. So, what do you think of our new gamekeeper, then,
Oh, he is going to be our new gamekeeper, is he? You going to give him the job?
Well, I thought he was pretty impressive, didn't you?
Well,
he certainly seemed to know his stuff.
Oh, hi. And he certainly liked to let us know how much he knew.
Oh, probably interview nerves. He wanted us to be sure he was competent.
Oh, if you say so, Mr. Woolley.
He was also very keen. Aren't you? I'm not surprised. That last outfit he was with sounded awful.
Look, I'm not sure if I should say this, Mr. Woolley.
No, George, you speak your mind.
Yes. That Carl Swift fellow was keen. But he was keen only to get the job.
Sorry, I don't follow.
As opposed to doing it, I mean. He didn't seem to be at all enthusiastic about keepering. In fact, when he did actually talk about the job, it was either to boast about how much he knew or to moan about how underappreciated he's been at his other place.
Well, it did sound bad.
But aren't you a bit suspicious when a potential employee comes to an interview and starts running down his former boss?
Oh, come on, George. It's only a couple of passing comments. I thought he was just being honest.
Oh, well. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. You're asking my opinion and I'm giving it.
And don't worry. I'll take it into consideration. But you have to admit, there are pros as well as cons to employing him.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like the fact that he can start almost straight away. It means we just need you for a month or so to settle him in, and then off you go. Happy retirement.
Well, in the end, it's up to you, Mr. Woolley. You are the one who he'll be working for. I don't have to like him, do I?
No, that's true, George. But I do value your opinion. So rest assured, I'll be taking it into consideration when it comes to making the final decision.
Come on, little one. That's the way.
Debbie, what time is it?
Oh, about 4. How are you getting on with those twins?
Oh, they seem to be all right now.
Good. Well, you could do us a favour and start dismantling those pens. We won't be needing them for a while.
Actually, I wouldn't mind getting home if that's all right.
No, not at all. You're not usually off this early, though.
No, just I got to meet Edward.
Oh, I see. Where are you meeting him?
Oh, just at the school bus stop. Then I'm supposed to be helping out Mr. Barford at the release pens after I've had me
William?
Yeah?
Why are you meeting Edward at the school bus stop? As opposed to your house, I mean.
Oh, just am, that's all.
It wouldn't be because today isn't a study day after all.
No, of course not.
Because if I thought that you were bunking off school, William, I wouldn't let you come and help out here.
Look, I would just...
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Good. You better get off then. I presume I won't be seeing you tomorrow, right?
No, I suppose I've got to go to school tomorrow.
Right. I'll see you soon. And thanks, William.
Yeah. Bye, Debbie.
Oh, I'm sorted. Bye. Well, watch yourself as you go through the yard, William. There's a few cars pulling out.
Hello, Dad. All finished, have we? With the shoot, I mean.
Yep.
Go well?
Yeah, not bad at all, Debbie. Oh, and thanks for popping in lunchtime, darling.
No need for thanks. I needed to eat. I wasn't going to pass up on one of Mum's extravaganzas.
No, but it never does the guns any harm to see a pretty face during the day.
Dad.
What?
I don't appreciate being the shoot's token totty, thank you very much.
I didn't mean it like that, darling. You know
yeah, well,
I didn't.
Yeah, that was maybe, but I had enough from Matt Crawford at lunchtime in that direction without you legitimising it.
Sorry, I'm not with you.
Well, didn't you see him?
Well, I saw he was chatting to you.
Chatting me up, more like.
Was he now?
Well, he was attempting to, oily little creep. Are all the partners in Borchester Land like that, or is it just him?
No, it's just him. As far as I know, anyway.
OK, now if you just tip in the fee. There you go, right.
So, these birds will provide the eggs for next season's birds, yeah?
That's right, lad. Not that it'll have anything to do with me. I'll be long retired by then.
Well, what am I going to do if you're not here?
Yeah, you'll have to make friends with whoever takes over, won't you? Don't worry, I'll make sure you're given an introduction. Well, come on, have I got to wait here all day?
Sorry.
Stop. I hear it's your birthday coming up. 16th, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. I've asked my mum and dad for a shotgun.
Oh, yeah, so I heard. Hey, what do you reckon to your chances?
Oh, well, dad's all in favour, but mum's dead against.
So, who's likely to win?
I don't know. It depends on how well I get him to pass it to the... You know what I mean, Mr. Barth.
You're a crafty beggar, William Grundy.
It's the only way sometimes.
Hey, now, hadn't you better be getting back? We don't want your mum worrying, do we?
Suppose not, but, and a few things to be done here, yeah?
No, I'll finish up here. You'll get along.
Right. I'll be off then. Bye, Mr. Barford.
Right, old lad. Time for your help.
Oh, hello, Mr. Barford.
Hello, William. Just off.
Yeah, see ya.
So, how are we doing?
Oh, nearly finished, love. And then I'll be able to come home.
And how did you get on today with the new chap?
Oh, dear, probably. The least said about him, the better.
That bad, eh?
To be honest, Chris, I reckon he's the wrong man for the job. Mm-hmm. He was arrogant, he moaned on about his last employer, And most importantly, he didn't seem to have a feel for it.
You mean being a keeper?
Exactly. I mean, will you take young William Grundy? Now, I wouldn't go as far as to say the kid's a natural, but even with his limited experience, he's as near as damn it. Now, this Carl Swift character, on the other hand, well, I don't know, he just seemed to be lacking something.
And did you say this to Jack?
Well, as best I could, but, well, I didn't want to be too undiplomatic.
Why on earth not? You usually speak your mind.
Because it's a first meeting, and I don't believe you should judge people on first impressions. And because, I didn't want Mr. Woolley to think I was jealous.
Oh, come on, why should he?
Chris, I've been keeper here for 25 years. Now, this young chap shows up to take over my shoot, and I start objecting to him. If I was Mr. Woolley, I'd think I was jealous.
But, nevertheless, you've told him what you thought.
Like I said, I tried, but... Oh, talk of the devil. Hello, Mr. Woolley.
I thought I'd find you up here. Evening, Christine.
Hello, Jack. I was just asking how you two got on with Mr. Swift.
Well, that's a coincidence. I just came up to talk to you about him.
What?
You see, I know that George had one or two reservations.
He was just
saying...
So
you took my reservations on board, then?
Of course I did.
And presumably, then, you haven't given him the job?
Oh, well, actually, I have. And he's accepted the position.
Mm. Oh, I see.
What I did, after I'd heard what George had to say, what I did was I gave him a ring. A car, that is. I sort of gave him a second interview over the phone.
And he convinced you, did he?
He convinced me enough, George. You see, he does come highly recommended, as you know. And he really knows his stuff.
Oh, aye, that he does.
But, Jack, surely this...
I'm sure he'll do you proud, Mr. Woolley.
I hope so, George. You'll have a tough act to follow anyway.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Well, I better get back. Peggy will be worried. I just thought you should know what I decided.
Thanks, Mr. Woolley.
Bye, then. Bye, Christine.
Bye, Jack.
Bye, Mr. Woolley.
Well, I thought you'd have put up more of a fight than that.
What's the point? He made his decision. Any order could be wrong about the bloke.
You don't think you are, though, do you?
No. But I don't want to be creating bad blood between me and Jack Woolley, just as I'm about to retire now, do I?
No, it's not...
Besides, if I've got to help this fella settle in, I may as well try and be positive about him. I'm going to be working with him, aren't I?
Hayley?
Morning, Pat.
Oh, you're just the person I wanted to see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I tried ringing you at home this morning, but you'd already left.
Yeah, well, the traffic around Cotteridge Island, I'm having to leave all the earlier these days. Although, not for much longer, I hope.
No? How come?
Well, wait and see. I did just see Mrs. Antipas going to the shop, didn't I?
Oh, yes. She'd been chatting to Kate.
Oh, Kate this morning, is she? Who's got Phoebe?
I think Roy's got her for the day.
Oh. So what did you phone me for?
I was wondering if you were planning on coming over at all today.
Well, yeah. I thought I'd get on with some of the paperwork for the pigs, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
So what's up?
Tony and I wanted a word, that's all.
Is it about what I think it's about?
Good morning, Hayley.
Hi, Mrs. A.
Yes, it is. Look, I'd better get going. I've got a meeting in Borchester to get to. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, Pat. Bye.
How are you this morning, Mrs. A?
Fine, thank you. I'm very well. Forgot my reading glasses, though. So annoying.
Listen, I've been having a think. You know, you were talking about letting that flat of yours.
Yes, it was only an idea, really.
Oh, you don't sound that keen now.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'd like to have someone else living in the place. It's got far too lonely up there of late.
Well, the thing is, I think I might have found you a tenant.
Now, you'll have to forgive me if I seem a little cautious, my dear. Only having been burgled there not so long ago, I'm rather wary of strangers.
Oh, of course.
If I was going to let the place out, it would either have to be to someone I know or to someone who came with impeccable references.
Oh, I see. Well, the references might be a bit of a problem. You see, I can't think of anyone offhand who'd recommend me.
Oh, well, then I hope you won't think I'm being too choosy. Wait a minute. What did you say?
Well, if you'll have me, Mrs. A, I'd love to move into your flat.
Why, of course, I'd be delighted to
brilliant,
let it to you.
Brilliant.
How marvellous. But
Now, what made you decide to move back into the village?
Oh, something I've been thinking about for ages, to be honest. I mean, my work's here, a lot of my friends are here. I seem to spend half my life up at Bridge Farm.
You'll be spending even more time up there if this sausage idea of yours takes off.
Yeah, well, it remains to be seen. Hey, now, you are sure, aren't you? Because I'd hate to think I was pushing you into it.
My dear, I've never been surer. Oh. Now, well, when were you thinking of moving in?
Well, as soon as possible, if that's all right. I mean, there are a couple of things that have to get organised, obviously.
And you're sure you don't want to look the place over first?
No, no need. I did over once before.
Oh, of course. Yes, with John, I'd forgotten.
Though, having said that, I think I might like a change of curtains, if at all possible.
Oh, yes. I bought the current ones for Richard when he moved in. Manchester United's colours, you see.
See, there's one good reason to be getting rid of them. Any chance of me coming over and measuring up at some point?
Well, of course. It is going to be your home, after all.
Neil?
Yeah?
Fancy a breather?
Ah, I wouldn't mind.
Right, I'll bring your flask over.
Thanks. Well, I wanted to get back to land.
OK, yeah. Hold up now. Coffee break.
I reckon I could do with one.
Right. Here you are. Hold the cup.
Right. Well, you don't like to stop for too long, do you? You just get colder.
There we go. One for you and one for me. You're doing a grand job.
Yeah. Ta. I wouldn't mind. I don't even like leeks that much.
How are you fixed for next week?
What, you want me here again?
Well, my back's not getting any better, so don't think I'll be up to it.
Oh, I don't know, Tony. I mean, I'm grateful for the work and everything, but...
But it is a horrible job. Yes, I know.
I suppose I ought to say yes. I mean, I don't like to leave you in the lurch.
Oh, no, don't worry about me. If you're not up to it, there's always Tommy.
Lovely day for it.
Morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike. It may be lovely, but it's blooming cold.
Oh, blimey. Look at the state of you, Neil Carter. Looks like you'll be taking most of the food home, will you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You come up here for a reason, Mike? Or did you just fancy gloating at your mate's misfortunes?
Nah, just popped over for a quick word with Neil. I might be able to put a bit of work his way, that's all.
Oh, well, there you are, Neil. Problem sorted. What's the job?
Oh, that's right, just a bit of business. Here, I'll tell you what. You already got a new gamekeeper up at Grey Gables?
No, I haven't.
I'd heard George Barford was retiring.
Yeah, it's true. Both come for an interview yesterday. Jack Woolley give him the job. Well, I saw George this morning.
Oh, yeah? What's he think of the bloke?
Well, he didn't say a lot, to be honest. Still, be a change round here, won't it? Old George has been keeper up there for years.
Yeah. Look, Neil, I'm going to get back on the tractor.
Oh,
No, don't worry. You have a couple of more minutes. Give us the cup when you're finished, and see you, Mike.
Yeah, bye, Tony.
All right, Mike, what's this all about?
Don't get you.
Well, you was being a bit cloak and dagger, weren't you? Tony asks what the job was, and you change the subject.
Look, mate, profit margins on this are low enough as it is, without all and sundry wanting to get in on the action.
And what action is this?
I told you, got a couple of customers on the mip round looking for a log supplier, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, I managed to get me hands on some fallen trees. Didn't cost much. Now, all I got to do is take a couple of chainsaws over there next week, cut them up, then deliver them. Thought you might like to join me for a share of the profits.
Thought you said there wasn't much profit.
Well, it's all grist to your mill, though, isn't it? Are you in or not?
Yeah, you bet I am. Thanks, mate. I mean, anything's got to be better than this.
I had a feeling you was going to say that.
And I'm going to move in a couple of weeks.
So that's what you were being so cagey about this morning. Well, I think that's great.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, not before time either.
Yep, I'm finally going to be living in the village again.
Hey, we'll be almost neighbours. Be able to pop in and see each other.
Yes, because we see so little of each other at the moment, but...
You know what I mean.
Anyone want another coffee?
Oh, no thanks, love.
How about you, Hayley? Oh, no thanks. Look, don't want to hurry you, but I have to be going soon. I promised to meet Ruth over at Mrs. Antrobus's. She's dropping round to have a look at the place.
Well, I don't know what's keeping Tommy. He's usually back from college by now.
Well, we'll have to tell him when he gets in, that's all. It's not fair to keep Hayley waiting.
Yes, OK. Look, we've been doing some thinking about your pilot selling scheme.
And what did he decide?
Look, We don't want you to think we haven't appreciated how hard you've worked on this, both of you.
In other words, no.
It's not a decision we've taken lightly.
Do you have any idea how knocked back Tommy's going to feel about this? I mean, we've tried to come up with a compromise.
We know you have, love. But we tried to look at it as level-headedly as we possibly could, and it just seems silly to go ahead before we get the labelling sorted.
All right, if that's your decision, then fine. I mean, I can't speak for Tommy, but me, I'll live with it. And what about when you've done that, when you've sorted out the new labels? Can we go ahead then?
Well, we'd rather cross that bridge when we come to it, Hayley. But for now, we'd like you to stick with the pork operation as it is.
I can't tell you how frustrating this is.
I know it is, Hayley.
I mean, after we spoke on Wednesday, I really thought you'd changed your mind.
It's nothing against what you and Tommy have done so far.
No, of course it isn't.
It's just that we've had a chance to talk it over, the three of us, and we thought...
Did you say three?
Right, that's me sorted. Who wants... Oh, hello, Hayley.
Hi, Helen. When did you get in?
About an hour ago. I've been unpacking.
Didn't know you were back this weekend.
Oh, yes. I do live here, you know.
Sure.
Look, Hayley, how about...
Actually, I really ought to be going.
Oh, you sure you won't wait for Tommy? You got time for another cup of coffee, at least.
No, thanks, Tony. Honestly, I have to be over at Nightingale Farm.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing there, then?
Well, measuring up. As of a few weeks' time, I'll be living in the village, too. Pat was just pointing out. We'll be almost neighbours.
How lovely.
Anyway, I'll see you all.
Yeah, bye, Hayley.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
Well, she was bound to be disappointed. She'll get over it. And so will Tommy.
Look, I don't know if this is the right time, but I've got visuals for you to look at.
Oh? Your mate's done it already?
OK, let me get that down. Bedroom window, 5'8" by 3", did we say?
3, that's right. I brought you some more tea.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. A. You really didn't have to.
Nonsense. It's thirsty work, organising a new flat.
Oh, thanks, Marjorie.
Bringing back memories of when you lived here, is it right?
Yeah, it has a bit.
I'll never forget the day you moved in. Oh, girls, quiet. I'll be with you in a minute.
Sounds like they want the supper.
Yes, I'd better go and see to them. I'll be back in a second.
I'll pour, shall I?
Not for me, actually, Ruth. She didn't only bring us one up about half an hour ago.
No, that's something you're going to have to watch living here. She'll be up every opportunity with tea or cakes, I promise you.
Sounds good to me.
That's okay, then.
Oh, what? These cups are dirty. She must have missed them when she was washing up. Those eyes of hers really are letting her down. I know. It's a real pain. But you know what annoys me, Ruth? Mrs. Antrobus is a very healthy, very active pensioner who's going to end up a prisoner in her own home just because she's got to wait for an operation. I mean, where's the justice? 40 weeks? When she could be seen properly again in a month's time?
I know. But she seems quite relaxed about it.
Sorry.
It's all right.
No, it's not.
It's this business with Tawny and Pat, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's just a business decision, Hayley.
Oh, you reckon?
Why? Don't you?
No, to be honest, I don't. I think I've been nobbled. Up until recently, I've really felt at home over at Bridge Farm. Pat, Tony and Tommy, they're like a family to me. I'm really close to them, Ruth.
So what's changed things?
Helen has changed things. Ever since she came back from Ireland last summer, she's done her best to keep me out of the picture. Like, she wants me to know I don't belong.
Come on. Don't you think you're being paranoid?
No, I don't. I think if Tommy had been doing the sausages on his own, Helen wouldn't have given her monkeys. But because I'm involved, it's different. Helen is trying to edge me out, Ruth, most definitely.
The Archers was written by Peter Carey, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.